Hi, I'm Simon Huebner. This is Inside Asperger's. Welcome back if you are first tuning in. This is a show that I want to communicate plainly and concisely as I can. In previous episodes, I've talked about how the interests we have can help out with that sort of thing. I do want to share another blog entry which I hadn't published, also about the same topic about when it's not going so great. Here goes. An abundance of ink has been spilled that talks about Asperger's and poor social skills. Most people have just accepted this as fact without wondering why someone would behave poorly when they, like everyone else, crave social contact with others. Many Asperger parents are concerned about how their child will socialize among other people, whether in real life or online. But disappointing moments will lead many Asperger individuals to find solace online. Does sound like a good idea at first for a bunch of people with similar diagnoses to talk amongst each other about shared experiences. However, the opposite of good is good intentions. This essay, which was written with the help of Richard Kaplan and Resource Education Solutions, talks about the consequences of these absolutes. Absolutes are the main and also most ignored characteristic of Asperger's. When people collide online with their absolutes against another person's absolutes, it compounds previous problems and leads to an even more diminished quality of conversation. An absolute exists when someone makes up their mind and refuses to move from it. What differentiates Asperger's from other everyday absolutes is that the Asperger's individual will compound their initial absolute instead of making exceptions when the absolute comes into conflict with other outside forces. You might think it would be easy to just explain what someone is supposed to do, but if just explaining what the simplest option is would make life less complicated, that person would just do it and make their life easier. The absolutist must always be right and never wrong. They must be good and never bad. This avoids embarrassment and humiliation. These motivations are why when you challenge an absolutist, that person will double down, compounding their isolation. Imagine a room where many people have their own sets of absolutes that they have not self-actualized. They will all have their absolutes that conflict with other absolutes. Instead of a room, this explains most online forums, especially when they are poorly moderated. Many Asperger people's conversations, interactions, and social relationships occur on the internet. Although, let's be honest, that's almost everybody. If you're doing the right thing that you're supposed to be doing during the pandemic, just know that autism, the definition, breaks down to mean a systemized way of repeating yourself and retreating into yourself. So if you're doing the right thing, you may be on the spectrum. Anyway, quality of conversations on internet forums will be poor if said forums are poorly moderated. Commenters will act out verbally and sometimes physically if they are seen to not be good if people disagree with or aren't following their absolute. You too would feel angry and upset if you felt unacknowledged and disrespected after failed attempts to reach your opponents who not only don't subscribe to your belief, they also have conflicting beliefs. There's a conflict going on here about socialization. Even though the Asperger person may listen, they dismiss other absolutes and are bent on establishing their own ones. The absolute is more important than listening. They are not listening to entertain others' thoughts, only to see if someone will justify that absolute in a given conversation. Now as for your host, I don't think there's any substitute for speaking and meeting in person. That's not the best idea right now, because we might be over the virus, but the virus is not over us. Now, I do have one little story that I'm not proud of. I was working a late night shift, and a friend of mine posted a link about how important it was to vaccinate your kids. And I sarcastically commented, "The Marisol in vaccines has been around since my mother's parents were in grade school." SMH. The Marisol, for background, is the active ingredient in vaccines that a bunch of vain celebrities don't like. Someone whom she knew started saying, "BS, this is what happened to my kid." And I was wound up. And I start arguing and trying to double down, and it doesn't change anybody's mind. I really thought, you know, hey, look at me handling my own business. Thought that would have changed something, but it doesn't. Really, ultimately, what I would need is for other people who think they were undiagnosed, I think they would be most effective at saying something whenever someone talks about the so-called dangers of vaccines. Because the thing that's most important is just seeing responsible, regular adults in everyday situations. especially when you don't see people like you growing up. Anyway, I promise I will be on my best behavior if you contacted me personally, in a private message, or publicly, on my Facebook page at Inside Asperger's, or on Instagram at Simon Says Funny or Inside Asperger's, Twitter, it's Simon Says Funny, and my email is insideaspergers@protonmail.com. Please leave the most positive review you can if you like what I have to say on wherever you get your podcasts, such as Apple or Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever. Thank you all, and I'll see you next week. Bye.